From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
I think God had a plan to make you the way you are. What do you think?
Yeah.
So, try not to change who you are. Don't become a man and don't become a woman if you are the other way. It's bad. It's an abomination. Amen. Now, I want to share something very brief with you this afternoon. Yeah, something very brief with you. And we'll go home and eat chana. Egba, glory. Now, today is Mother's Day, so they are forcing us to preach about mothers. I don't mind at all. They can bring, next week should be another Uncle's Day. I don't mind. I'll preach about uncles. Or bring auntie the week after. We'll preach about auntie. But you know, in respect and honor to the day that the world is celebrating, I want to, you know, just go into the scriptures and give you a bit of a perspective as to how God sees women and the things that some women have done in the Bible. How many want to do some great things with your life? You see, a woman, like I was saying this morning in Georgetown, that a woman is like a garage. Latifa. A woman is like a garage. The garage can have a vehicle parked inside or not. Naomi, are you there? So, some women, their garage opens every night. And cars parked there all the time. Sometimes not one car, different types of cars. Hammer, you know Hammer? Hammers parked there. Rafos parked there. Espacio parks there. Allianz. Bluebirds. It's only CRV that doesn't park there. Containers are parked there. Tractors. Bulldozers. You know. You see, a woman can be seen to not mean much in life. You see, but I want to bring your mind to the fact that when it comes to God, when it comes to Christianity, a woman is a very, very important person to God. And a woman, can be used by God to do wonderful things. A woman should not only think about herself as a garage. My friend, what are you doing here? What's his name again? Andrew, stand up. Let everybody see that you are my friend. Wow. Andrew, what are you doing here? Thank you for coming, Andrew. God bless you. How old are you, Andrew? You're 12. He's my friend. Wow. He said he wanted to come. Wow. He's learned how to dance. So his coming will be more justified. He's a dancing star from today. Andrew, can you do those things? You can do that? All right. So you've been hired. Wonderful. Ask your neighbor, do you have a friend in the church? What did they say? If you don't have a friend in the church, you wouldn't like to come to church. When you have a friend in the church, you look forward to coming to church to meet your friend. Isn't it? So it's good to have friends in the church. Yeah. So a woman is not only good for sex. Yeah, because if you follow sex, the garage door will break down. It will spawn. There will not be any garage anymore. In fact, there won't be any gate. So anything can come there. I don't think you want to be like that. Now you have to put a sign and say, trespassers will be prosecuted. But if there's no gate, you can't talk about those things. If you look in the sight of a man, a woman is just a sex partner. I'll say it again. I'm preaching. I'm saying that on Mother's Day, I want to help you as a woman to see yourself in the eyes of God and to see yourself as somebody who God can and want to use and is willing to use. And not just somebody who people pack private cars, hammers and minibuses and all kinds of things inside. Horse carts and things are packed in your garage. Put a horse on it. Tian, are you listening? Yes. You are more than that. Because in this world, you women, you don't know. Men see you as a place to park a vehicle. Yeah. That is why they say something, no ring, no thing. You need a parking ticket to park in the garage. You cannot just come and park your car anywhere like that. You have a ticket? Yeah. No. You see, if you are able to put a chain at the gate and put a big padlock and throw the key away, then you see whether people would like to park their car around you or is. Then you see where the people want to really park their car. If they can park outside and wait, then you see that this person is serious. So most men, 90% of men, are only after sex. That's what it is. If you don't believe it, you live to see it. You'll be an example. If you've lived this life for a little bit, you understand what I'm saying. You may have had at least 3 by now. Yeah, at your 18th birthday, at least you would have had about 3. 3 cars. 1 Spacio, 1 Premio, and 1 Hammer. Yeah. No, by 18 years old, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, by 18 years old, you would have experienced not less than 3. Yeah. And then you realize that you still don't have a grip of the vehicle. The vehicle is not even yours. It was a hiring vehicle. It's a rented vehicle. Yeah, it's a hire car. HC, HB. It's a hiring car. No, are you following what I'm trying to say? So understand that if that is also how a man sees you, and if that's how you are being seen, then you better give yourself to God, who wants to use you for something very important. So on Mother's Day, Like somebody was telling me, I'm not coming here to praise you and say you're a sweet mother. We know you're a sweet mother. So there's no point to say that again. I want to challenge you to rather become an exemplary woman when it comes to the scriptures and when it comes into the church work. Are you with me? May the Lord use you and take you and identify you and locate you, and may your name go down in the books in your season that you were a woman and a great woman of faith and of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Right, so the Bible has a lot of women in the Bible. There are a lot of women in the Bible. You have to choose which one you want to be. There are so many of them that you can either choose to be Eve, Delilah, Jezebel, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Esther, Deborah, Sarah. You can choose to be any of them. You can choose to be Phoebe. Of the church in Kenkrea, Romans of the 16. You know, but a woman in the Bible, I'm talking about women in the Bible. Women in the Bible, that's the title of my message. Women in the Bible were selected and were part of very, very important events. You get it? The first event I want to take you through is at the cross. Mark chapter 15 and verse 47. At the cross. Huh? Where do you find yourself? Today, your location is changing to the cross. Yeah. When there was a cross, when there was a crucifixion, when the blood was going to be shed, when the Son of God was going to be killed, women were found right at that spot. Women, you like things. You like places. Oh, you take me to KFC. Take me to Burger King. On the churches. Chickadee. You know Chickadee? Oh, please take me to Chickadee. You love it. You love it. Women like to go places. Let's go to Giffland Mall. Let's go and watch a movie. Let's go and watch some movie. Nice movie. Let's go to Princess. What? Something. Princess movie? Or something? Somewhere? Yeah. Where do we go? Let's go where? Let's go to where? Perica? Where's in Perica? Sterling. Let's go to the Perica Sterling. Yeah, we're going to catch some cold breeze. See what? Romantic. Where else? Boat ride. Where? Bar Street Kitty. Compton. Where else? Let's go to a nice and easy, free and easy. By the dam. Let's go and catch some breeze and romantic walk. Let's go to the garage and go smoke some weed. Not a garage. It's a bad place. I don't have good memories of the garage at all. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about events. You can choose to be at certain events. People like to go to shows. Parties. Clubs. Yeah. Street Lime. 70, is it 704? 704? 704. People go there. People go every Friday night. Where? Line Top. Podrime back. Samaru Dam. Yeah. Ladies like to go to places. They like to dress up and go to some nice place. You know, they have so many clothes that they get very depressed when they don't have anywhere to take the clothes to. So if you have a wife or you are dating a girl or something like that, one of the things that makes them feel very happy is to take them to places. Yeah. I was young and I've grown. And I have met many women in my life. There's not a single one who doesn't like to go out. Including some church girls, daughters that I have around me. Hey! Anytime we are going, we go straight. We go to church. When I divert to a restaurant, come and see. Skin. Teeth skinned? Yeah, sometimes when I'm going, then they begin to pray at the back of the car. I said, this prayer will not be answered. this prayer will not be answered. We bind all demons. Mammonic demons. So, events, locations, places are nice places women go to. Sometimes birthday parties. Sometimes it's very interesting. Even funerals. It's fantastic how some women like to go to funerals. Whether the dead is in their family or not, they like to go to the funeral. I tell you, there are some women and some people, once they hear funeral, they must go. They can come, they want to come to the parlor, want to come and see the dead body's face. Some people are witches. Oh, I mean, I was with a church member. Was it their mother or somebody was being buried? Then the moment I prayed at the cemetery, they were pushing the coffin into the tombstone or the house that this thing was going inside. Then from nowhere, somebody said, I want to see she face. Ah, who is that? It's me, cousin. I want to see a guy see she face. For the last part, I'm telling him, don't let her see anything. Don't let she see nothing. Because, you see, some people are very wicked, though. It's not everybody who's everybody, though. Some people can come and take people's faces, can come and take things and do all kinds of wicked things with it. Come and go and scare people in the night. All kinds of things people can do. So I am saying that if it's your cousin, where were you when we're doing the viewing at the parlor? So you know that your cousin died? It just sounds right now somebody came to tell you your cousin died? What kind of cousin are you? Then you are not the cousin who is supposed to see the body. Then we went to the place, the cemetery. We opened the coffin. People look at it and everything and all of that. You were not there. Now that you are pushing the coffin into the tomb, then you come and say you want to see your cousin face. So, it's a lie. And they opened for her to look at the face. Yeah. So I told her, why did you open this thing for this person to see? Why do you open it? If it's a real cousin, who wants to see a dead body's face? Who wants to see a dead body's face? You frightened? Are you not afraid? That you go and sleep and as you're sleeping, you see the face right in front of you? So, you see, so you look at it. Is it a comfortable thing you want? Now, so if you look at it and it's not comfortable, then the person who's asking for that is weird. There's something wrong about it. The last person to look at the face of this dead person before we push it in is this woman here. And if you see her, not somebody dressed nicely, some shabby dressed woman. I don't know where this woman comes from. I told them they made a mistake. To open the thing for this woman to look into the coffin. I'm sure she's a witch. Or a thief wanting to come and see if they put some jewelry on a dead body. So she can go and tell she brothers and then they will come and open the thing when everybody gone. Or banner. You go and tell she banner. She fella. Let the fella come and break the tomb. You know, so these things are common. Funerals, you should see. When there's a funeral, hey, I don't know where they get a black shorts, short dress from. Me, I say that in Guyana, when people die, we are happy all the time. It's style. If you read the Bible, during times that important people died, people put on ashes and sackcloth. They mourn, they fast. They don't put on anything attractive. Like the country where I was born in, when somebody dies, it's slippers you wear. Some people don't even wear anything. It's a sign that, you know what? Oh, my mother. Oh. Not this mother that you got some short dress. You go to the salon to do your hair? Take off eyebrows? Nice Versace dark shades.
and you have some long heels, red lipstick. I went to a funeral at the parlor. This girl. You see, if I was a member of the family, I'll tell the girl, go home. Say, go home. Meanwhile, you hear the parlor, go home. Go and sleep. She's coming to read a tribute. After every word, they collapse it. After every sentence, this girl. If I was a member of the family, I'd have gone and said, girlfriend, go home. Go and relax. Go. You can't make it, man. You're so sad. So you go and sleep. Drink some high wine and go and sleep. Ah! Crying? Crying? Meanwhile, it's her grandmother. Not her mother, her grandmother. Unless your grandmother really is the one who breastfed you, which is not so. This crying is too much. And the woman is gone. 70 something. You want to bring she back? So, events and these things are places where especially women like to go. But I want us to look at some of the biblical events and occasions that attracted women. May you be attracted by holy things and holy places. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Mark chapter 15 and verse 47 that Mary Magdalene, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. And when the Sabbath was past, 16 and 1, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. So, you know how funeral and these things go? Like when you go to a program or even church service, sometimes after the service, you see everybody go, and then there's one or two people left. You go to something at a culture center, people leave. You go to a program, people leave, and then just one or two people are left. At the cross, these women and other women were found at the cross when Peter was not even there. When James was not even there. John, the beloved disciple, was there. Bartholomew, Matthew, all these disciples, they were not there at the cross. But the Bible says that Mary Magdalene and James, Mary and Salome, and some other women, they actually stayed at the cross until they discovered where they took his body to lay him down. When everybody is gone, when everybody has given up, when everybody has gone to do their business, they've had enough time. There were women who were noted to be the last to be at the cross. So when it comes to some spiritual events and some godly occasions, you see, women are present. The men are not there. Women are there. That's why you have a lot of women in the church more than the men. Heaven is also going to be like that. There's going to be a lot of women in heaven than men. I tell you, you wait and see. I'm one of the men. I don't know about you. Heaven is going to be filled with a lot of women. Because women are noted to be present at very, very important occasions and important places in the Bible. So when you're a woman, don't miss church meetings. Don't miss prayer meetings. Your name is being recorded. If God is to talk about Shepherd House in Wales in 2018, may your name be like Mary Magdalene. May your name come over like Mary, the mother of James. May your name appear like Salome. Not that when we have a meeting, you are not around. But then another event somewhere, a funeral that someone said, it's me cousin. Everybody is your cousin. There are people like that. Every human being who walks on the surface of the earth is their cousin. Yeah. So women were last at the cross. The next point, occasions or events. Women, what was the title of the message? women in the Bible. They were first at the tomb. So last at the cross, number one. First at the tomb. John chapter 20 and verse 1. Are you there? The first day of the week cometh who? Calvin. Cometh who? Raheem. Keon. The first day. No, don't even go there. Don't even go there. Please stop right at the gate. Don't even go there. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early. Not James, not John, or not John, not Peter, not Bartholomew, not Judas, not none of the disciples, Nathaniel, not Simon. It's a woman. Mary Magdalene, of whom the Bible says Jesus cast out even several devils. So where were the holy men? Where are all those big guys who walked with Jesus all the 3 years of his life? Casting out devils, healing the sick, and then showing off that they are Jesus' disciples. Where are they? At important places and at important moments, you see women showing up. Let that be your Mother's Day message. May you be such a mother that at important days and important places in the sight of God, you will always be found there. Yeah. There are people who don't miss certain things. You know, when I was growing up, my father, a very patriotic man from his village. My father used to like his village. My father was he used to call himself a village man. So when he moved from the village and came to live in the city, every weekend he would go to the village. Every weekend he would go. In those days, they used to have funerals every weekend. Every weekend is a funeral. Because people die all the time. People die all the time. So every weekend, he'll travel, he'll go to his village, he'll go and be part of the funeral. Because to them, the culture there, if you don't go for somebody's funeral, when you die, nobody also come for your funeral. So the more funerals you attend, the bigger your funeral is going to be. Because Destiny's family goes, oh, yeah, when we grandmother died, he came. Then Joanna's people are going to say, oh, that man is a good man. When somebody from my family died, he came. And he goes around up and down, and all these people say, oh, no. So before you realize, the man has spent his whole life going to funerals. That the day he dies, his funeral is like a president's funeral. Yeah. That's what people do. In the country where I was born. You got to do it. So that when it's your time, somebody will do it for you. So my father, for example, was part of a lot of associations. Because when you die, the Lions Club will come. The Rotary Club will come. Shepherd House will come. And then Lighthouse will come. And then First Love will come. United Denomination will come. And the Pentecost will come. And then old boys from Potential Secondary School will come. And then the Teachers Association in the West Bank will come. And then this. And then that. And so by the time you finish the list, hey! Because sometimes when I go to some funerals in Georgetown, I look at the people there. I look at the dead person. So this person wasn't popular at all. I feel so sad for this dead person. Only about 50 people are there. Some people, there's not actually nobody. Just some 2-3 people, and they're playing this song. In the street, by and by. You see this 1 or 2, 3 people sitting down there, and the man is just lying down there like that, just resting himself, and flies moving all around, all kinds of things. Hey, it tells me that these people, they don't go to funerals. They don't associate themselves. So when it comes to functions, people go to functions. But what type of function do you find yourself at? That's what a notable woman, that's what a mother, that's what a Christian lady, that's a message for you today. That find yourself at an important place, at important moments. At the cross. Last at the cross, and at the tomb. Bible says that Mary Magdalene, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. So as people were sleeping, there's a woman who wakes up in the morning to go and see where Jesus was laid. Early. It's important. When God is in heaven and he's looking down, early in the morning, Sunday, he's looking at the tomb where they laid his son. Then to his surprise, God sees that somebody's moving around there. You think Peter, because Peter told Jesus, you'll die with him. Isn't that what Peter said?
Yes.
Number one, he didn't die with him. Now, when they buried him, he didn't even go there. It is the women who were not actually recorded as saying anything really. It is those quiet women walking around Jesus as if they are nothing. It is those women who actually honored Jesus in his death and his burial and his resurrection. And that is what God wants to do with you. That should God want to raise a man of God, should God want to raise a church in your time, in your season, God wants Tiana's name to be written in the history books of that church, in the history books of that man of God. God wants to see that there was a son, a servant I sent to Guyana called Collins. In his life and his ministry in Guyana, this person, that person, that person, that person, they were very, very notable and they were very, very important in his life and ministry. That is what a woman, that is, you must not just be a garage. Be a woman who is found at great places, spiritual places, and at very important moments.
What do you think about that? So the first is what? At the cross. The second is at the tomb. Sorry? Last at the cross, first at the tomb. First to proclaim the resurrection. Yeah. You know, women like talk. So even the talking. God used the talking.
You should not talk and talk people name. If you want to talk, talk Jesus. Talk Bible. Talk salvation. Don't talk people name. Don't talk people dressing. Don't talk people business. Don't mind your business or mind Jesus' business. Yeah. Do you know that women are good preachers? One of the things I love in Guyana is when Guyanese Christian women pray. Hey.
You've not heard some before.
Let me take the microphone. You see passion. Lord God. Almighty God. Oh, Lord God, Father God. Hey. One day I was driving, I was passing the street, and the lady was, I think the deacon or elder of the church, she was leading a prayer meeting. When I passed, I heard her, I stopped my car.
Oh, I enjoyed the prayer for a few seconds and I drove away.
Hey! You can see the mouth is hot. The pitch of the voice is high. The words are put together.
If I was God, I'll answer the prayer one time. I tell you. I'll tell the angels, hey, hello, angel, come. You see the woman there? Go give she prayer answers. Right? Run now, right now.
Because the prayers are nice. It's passion. It's the words. It's the highness. Let me tell you, you are a woman, you can be used by God to do nice things.
Yeah.
Not just a garage. I said, not a garage. Not a garage. If you don't take care, the gate will break. Oh. The padlock will be lost. The gate gone for a laugh, Tishana. It's very serious. Allow God to use you to announce. Break. You see, another thing you can even look at out of this is, it's the type of news or information a woman brings out. First to proclaim the resurrection. Matthew 28 and verse 8.
Andrew, are you listening?
Yeah.
Andrew deserves chicken.
Yeah. Let's go to verse 1. So at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, isn't it? Mary, the mother of Joseph. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment was as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. The Bible says that, verse 8, and they departed quickly. Are you there? They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. So, there are two things you can pick up from here. They were the first to proclaim the resurrection. So, it is the type of news you proclaim, isn't it? And then what you proclaim. Or? Because what do you talk about? What do you talk about? What do you talk about? Well, that's one of the things you talk about as women. What do you talk about? Yeah? Sometimes it's... well, that's one of the things you talk about. Sometimes women talk about things that are not important. Talk about things that bring more trouble, more stress, more depression. Some women, if you have them as friends, they won't tell you anything exciting, you know. All they'll do is they will heap more problems on you if you dare talk to them about your issues. So God can use you to bring glad tidings of great joy. That is the type of woman God is looking for in the church. A woman who brings good news. A woman who come and talk about the death, the resurrection of the risen Savior. A woman who has only nice things to say. You see, because again, when you're a woman and you don't have nice words in your mouth, it's not nice. See, because women are very nice and attractive and all this nice and all of that. So when something comes out of your mouth and it doesn't sound nice, it's like, yeah. Yeah. And sometimes they say that, don't just worry about how beautiful the person is. Wait until the person speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what comes out of the person's mouth will actually tell you who the person really is. Is that Marilyn? Isn't it?
Yeah.
What the person is talking about, that one is more important than their nice, sexy eyes. Juicy lips. Who said that? Emmanuel? Where's the olive oil? Somebody needs deliverance this afternoon. Hallelujah. So what do you spread as a woman? Because women like to talk. Not to Abner.
They like to talk. Hey! You going up? Who? Ha! Okay. Hey! Who? Ha! Girl, me?
It's the truth. Mean believe you, girl. Mean believe you at all.
Yeah!
And then they go to the next person. Girl, you hear what I hear the other day? You hear what Jessica tell you? Destiny telling me? Yeah, you won't believe what you guys are telling me.
So, you know, ladies talk.
So let God use your ability to talk and your talking for a better purpose. May you be somebody who spreads around good news as a woman in the name of Jesus. bring the disciples word that God raised and has raised Jesus from the dead. Some women, they can teach you some bad things. Yeah. I've experienced several women who their mothers, aunties, grandmothers has pushed them to go sleep with men and collect money. Tell them all kinds of things. Yeah. All that they're interested in is the money the man has. And some of them, the children are even young. They don't know anything. I know a culture in Africa where the Muslims in the culture, they marry the girls at an early age. 10 years. Yeah. They are not going to take the girl away from you, but they pay down on the girl. They bring money and they say, "Here's a big girl. How old are you now, me? 21, 24. Oh, you would have been, you have about 7 children by now. 24 is like, you are old. What's wrong with the little girls? Tishona, how old are you? They would have moved you home. You already be doing chiki chiki already, 17. Yeah, you're too old. Who is 15? Anybody 15? 12, you're 15. Where's 12? Anybody 12? How old are you now? 13. Stand up. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. They'll put a reserve on you. High purchase. Yeah. Lay away, aha, lay away. Yeah. Very hard. A big man, big Muslim man comes, big beard like that, big stomach. He wearing his long dress with this thing on his head. He comes and he does lay away. You put money down. When your parents see him, they see the money. So he will say, it's so sad because it's like an animal. It's like how somebody buys a lamb and then gives it to you and say, you know what, take care of the lamb. And when it's older now, I'll come and take it away. That's what they do. People do that in cultures. So what are you going to do with your mouth? Thank you, City. What are you going to do with your mouth? Are you going to allow God to use your mouth to spread good tidings? Are you going to allow God to help you and use you to be at good places, at good moments in time? Or you're just going to continue the way you are living your life as a woman? That's my message for mothers today. God wants to write your name in a different chapter of his book. I said, God wants to write your name on a different page, in a different chapter. He wants your name to be there. Just as we're reading about Mary and about Mary Magdalene, about Salome, we are reading about all these women. There are a lot of women who God wrote their names at the point of very, very important things. God wants to do that with you here on the West Bank of Demerara. That is your portion. Take it one, take it two, take it three in the name of Jesus. May your name never be connected to anything bad or anything evil. May no woman here today be connected or linked to anything criminal, anything disgraceful, anything shameful. May if there's anything like that coming for you, may the Lord deliver you speedily in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to one and all. Hallelujah. Let's pray. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to something that's of worth that will bless your
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Oh, you've searched much deeper within. Through the way things happen, you look into my heart. Oh, I'm coming back to the heart. Worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Father, thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you for a day like this that we set aside to honor mothers. Thank you that indeed there's no mother here. There's no woman here. There's no female here whose name is not going to go down in the great moments, the great timings, and the great moments, the great spreading and the news that are going around and that will go around, oh God. May the women in this church, may their names be written and be linked to several important and great occasions and moments in our life as a church. I give you praise. Speaking to us today in Jesus' name.
Maybe as you are listening to me right now, you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again. You know deep down in your heart that you are not saved. If you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? It takes faith. It takes believing in Jesus to go to heaven. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart. By this prayer, I'm saved from hell. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.